A word for you from Jeremiah 17, verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With a point of diamond it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. The Lord goes on to describe how these altars and their asherim, besides every green tree and on the high hills, in the mountains, etc. God was rebuking his people. Yes, his people tried to imitate the gods that were all around them. So at the end of the previous chapter, the Lord says, can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. The thing is, when you set up your own god, you blind yourself. You cannot see what's logical and true. So God does appeal to their logic. But then he says in verse 21 of the previous chapter, behold, I will make them know. And it is because they don't want to know. They don't realize it. And sometimes God uses a sudden incident that will break your heart, tear you to pieces, and cause you to look up. And that's what he was going to do with his people, with Judah. He was going to bring their enemies in such force that they'll think that all is lost. And it would take some time before the Lord restores them back to their land. And here, in case they don't know, the Lord says, the sin of Judah is clearly written. It is so clearly written, it's with a pen of iron. The Lord says it is so obvious. And then, in case they don't understand iron, he says, with a point of diamond it is engraved. And it's engraved on their hearts. That's how close your sin is to you. You need to bring your heart to the Lord. That's where the problem is. When you allow sin to rule you, it is clearly written to God, to the demons, and very often to all those around you. Even when you try and hide it, it is written on your face. It is clearly there. God says it's even written in your heart. And of course, it is the heart that is the problem, as he goes on in verse 9 to say, the heart is desperately sick. Who can understand it? And indeed, dear friend, only God can heal the heart. We've been looking at Christmas, and I trust that you've turned to the Lord. You've listened to the Christmas message again and again. Have you brought your heart to the Lord? The Lord Jesus, who died for you, is the very one who says, I counsel you, come and get eye salve to open your eyes. Because what is obvious to God, demons, and people may not be obvious to you.